Good morning, everybody. Today is August 8th, 2016, and this is Becky Spieth, and I'm excited to be with you today because we are going to be talking about prosperity, and this is something that just blows my mind. I'll be out teaching or preaching, evangelizing, speaking, whatever, and I believe in God's prosperity and abundance because I know that the more we have, if you are faithful, a faithful follower of Him, you will do the right thing with it, and you will help further the kingdom. And so I know that this is God's plan for you, and I can't tell you how many people will say, well, if it's God's will that I'm prosperous, if it's God's will that I'm successful, He only wants to create perfectly and abundantly and give you great things in your life. So we're going to be talking about prosperity this morning and how it can show up in your life, as well as some other scriptures for your business that we had been talking about. We're just going to continue that. Father God, we just love you and thank you. I just pray that you will just bless your children today. Lord, I pray that you will speak through my mouth of clay, that my flesh, my thoughts are decreased, that you just speak in and through me, that you are just going to create something beautiful through our time together. Lord, we just are standing in faith for that. We love you and we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, one of the things that the Lord has really shown me over the last couple of years is to be courageous. There are so many scriptures in the Word about fear not, right? 365 fear nots. That doesn't include any of the courage verses. There's so many. And usually they're tied to prosperity. And so one of the things that I see in business every day is that when we get out of our way, we're courageous and bold, that He blesses us and He prospers us. Deuteronomy 8:18 tells us that He wants us to be courageous, but that He's given us the ability to create wealth from that. Joshua 1:7 says, "Be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." So the Lord tells us that we just have to be courageous, and He gives us that courage. And we don't have to do it in our own strength, right? Because we know that through Christ we can do all things through Him that strengthens us, according to Philippians 4:13. But in Joshua 1:7, He continues to go on and says, just do what I tell you to do. Don't turn from the right or the left. Just stay the path. Do what I tell you to do. Stay the path, and then I'm going to prosper you wherever you go. And today's topic is prosperity because I want you to prosper where you are and then continue to go forward. You know, the Bible says a lot about don't fear. He also says a lot about being courageous, but He also talks to us a lot about prosperity. You know, prosperity simply means thriving, to be vibrant and alive. It's a picture of vitality. And when you're prosperous, you have more than enough to give to others. That means more peace, more grace, more hope, and more love. But the key to all of this is just inside of this verse, observe to do. Now, it didn't say observe to pray, observe to think, observe to continue to watch. It says observe to do what God has commanded. What's God told you to do that you haven't done? Maybe it was in a verse in one of your studies or something that we've talked about, or maybe it was just in a still, small voice conversation that you had during a prayer time. But it says, do what He's commanded you to do. And when we do that, we're setting ourselves up for success. Now, a lot of times we're like, oh, but I don't want to do that. Don't argue, just do it. Immediate obedience is key because He wants us to do that. And when we're engaging in His system of doing things the way that He wants it done, guess what? When we do it God's way, we get God's results. And that's prosperity. I'm going to encourage you today to invite God to into your heart and into your mind and ask Him, you know, please take away anything that doesn't please you. Help me to stay your path and help me to do things your way. I want to encourage you to put God first in everything that you do and make Him your number one priority because you're going to set yourself up to prosper wherever you go. You know, God's word tells us in Psalm 37:3 to trust in him and do good. Then you will dwell safely in the land and prosper. So you'll have the security that you need. How awesome is that? God tells us in Psalm 68:19, I daily load you with benefits. Daily, he gives us more and more prosperity. He tells us in Psalm 112:2 that your seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Your children will be successful everywhere. Psalm 112:3 says, wealth and riches shall be in your house. They might be in the neighbor's house, but just because the neighbor has wealth doesn't mean that there's not enough for you. He wants your house to have wealth as well and to prosper. He also goes on to tell us in Proverbs 10:4 that the hand of the diligent makes rich. Now, if it was a bad thing and it wasn't his will that you be rich, going back to my opening statement, then he wouldn't have you be prosperous. He wouldn't have put all these verses in here and said, I want you to be prosperous. I'm going to make your kids prosperous. I'm going to give you safety, and I'm going to make you prosperous. Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to him that believes. Luke 12:32 says, do not fear, for it's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He takes pleasure in our prosperity. In John 10:10, he says, I come to you that you may have and enjoy life and have it to abundance. That's huge, right? He goes on and on to tell us scripture after scripture about not only provision, but prosperity. He tells us to walk by faith and not by sight, according to 2 Corinthians 5:7. Philippians 4:19, he says, I shall supply all your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hebrews 6:14 says, I will bless you and multiply you. If you are in a direct selling business or you are in a business where you're acquiring sales or business partners, grab that one and hang on to that verse and confess it out loud daily that I will bless you and multiply you. God is blessing me and multiplying me. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to me, for I care for you. He wants us to prosper just as our soul prospers. According to 3 John 2, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Isaiah 45:3 says, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. So it's not just that he's saying, oh, just anybody or everybody. You know, he says, I'm calling you specifically by name. He's saying, Becky. He's saying Desi, Gloriella, he's saying Peter, he's saying Dorothy, he's saying your name. He says, I'm going to give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I'm the Lord your God. How awesome and amazing is this? God wants to make sure that we understand that he has given us this ability, that he wants to confirm his covenant, that he swore to our ancestors as it is today, that he's given us the ability to produce and to create wealth. He can give you those creative ideas for doing your business. He can set you up for success. But what does he tell us? In the very first opening verse that we were talking about today, when we were talking about Joshua 1:7, that we need to do according to all that he's told us. So if you've walked in rebellion, if you've walked in disobedience, if you've just said, you know, I just don't think now's the right time. I don't think I heard you right, God. Now's the time. Now's the time for you. You know, I've been going through verses and things like that for your business, and I want to go through just a few more, and then I want to finish our story, our study, on prosperity. If you're goal setting, I want to give you your verses for goal setting. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans for you, declares the Lord, they're plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. You can see prosperity in that verse too, can't you? When you're putting together your business plan, of course, remember Deuteronomy 8:18. Also Proverbs 16:3 that says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. He told us in our very first verse, Joshua 1:7, don't go to the right or to the left, stay on his path, right? Proverbs 29:18 says, "There is no where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he who keeps the law." Again, who does what I tell him to do. If you're struggling to get things booked and on your calendar, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Don't fear or be in dread of them, for it's the Lord your God who goes with you." Deuteronomy 31:6. If you're in the business where you are recruiting or sponsoring or bringing other team members in, Joshua 1:6 says, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give them." If you're in leadership and building a team, Psalm 78:72 says, "So he shepherded and led them according to the integrity of his heart and guided him with his skillful hands." So as a leader, we need to make sure that we are integrous in our heart, that we're guided by the skill that God has put inside of us and given us. We need to transfer that to other people that we're leading. If you feel like you're just in a space where you have just had one objection after the other, think about Philippians 4:13 that says, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." If you find yourself in the space of what we call overwhelm in today's society, Psalm 91:4 says, "He will cover you with his pinions, his flight feathers, and his outer wings, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is like a shield and a buckler. He will protect you, and then he's going to help push you out with those same wings, just like that mama bird does." If you're in a place of restarting your business, Hebrews 12:12-23 says, "Lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight the paths of your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed in Jesus' name." You know, when we think about prosperity and we think about God's blessing, activating the blessing of God has everything to do with dwelling in the peace of God. He called it shalom. It's that all-inclusive word that encompasses prosperity and safety, health, protection, fruitfulness, abundance. According to the Hebrew definition, we can substitute the word prosperity with shalom or peace. You know, unfortunately, religion has conditioned us to believe that life should be full of trouble, and that, you know, we have to go day by day, and then we'll eventually, if we can suffer through this life, we're going to go to heaven, and then at that point we'll have all the peace that we desire. But peace isn't just for heaven, it's for here on earth as well. Our days shouldn't be full of trouble. Now, it does tell us in the Word that there will be trouble, but it doesn't have to be full of trouble. The Lord Jesus just told us, you know, there's going to be trouble. I'm just going to tell you right now, so don't let it surprise you. This is how you're going to handle it, and this is what you need to do with it. One thing he wanted us to know is that we didn't have to live a life of worry and anxiety and stress about all of it. He said, peace is yours. Prosperity is yours. Even when trouble comes, it shouldn't take away your peace. He tells us to guard that peace. You know, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but, and it's kind of funny because we went on the river walk. My cousins came. And so my cousin's son was actually participating in the Junior Olympics in Houston, so they wanted to come over to San Antonio and to visit. So we visited over there one day, and then they came here, and we went on the river walk tour. And for those of you that haven't seen Miss Congeniality, that's where the first one was filmed. And, you know, when they're all up on that one stage, he asks them, you know, what's their desire, and of course, what do they all say? World peace, right? And it just brought it to my remembrance, and I just thought, you know, how funny is that? Our beauty queens all want world peace. You watch the news, we all desire world peace. You watch the politicians, as we're in election year in the U.S., and it's, you know, oh, we want peace, and the whole world is seeking peace, but we know that there's only one way to peace. And if that peace is the way that links us to prosperity, we want to make sure we're clear about what that is, right? And it's through Jesus, because what does he say? He says, I'm the way. He says, I'm the Lord as peace, which is Jehovah Shalom, Judges 6:24. Having Jesus in our heart is the way to peace. If you don't have Jesus, you're not going to have peace. That's when prosperity comes, and that's when blessing comes, because peace is what you have when you're a saint of God. You're also a peacemaker, according to Matthew 5:9. You are blessed. You bring peace or shalom wherever you go, because Jesus is inside of you. You can change the whole atmosphere in a room, because all of a sudden when you walk in, so does the Prince of Peace. He lives inside of you. This is your covenant with him. Romans 10:15 says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. The gospel is that Jesus Christ came and he died so that you could experience the peace of God. Your price of peace was on the Prince of Peace. He was beaten. He was crucified so that we could all have peace. Everyone who believes and comes under the rule of the Messiah can have peace. No matter what goes on, I want you to start confessing Jehovah Shalom. You are my peace. You are my prosperity. You're the one who gives me peace. I refuse to be tormented by the devil, to be vexed, harassed, oppressed, poor, or broke. I refuse to not have the peace of God. You know, it tells us in the Word that we're to rebuke the enemy, right? The enemy isn't just the devil, and I'm saying that with air quotes around. It's any negativity. It's anything that goes against the Word of God. That's the enemy. It comes against our peace. Declare that you refuse to not have the peace of God, because Jesus was punished for my peace. Confess that you are a saint of God, that you are in covenant, that you have the right to peace, that you can walk in that covenant. 1,000 can fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come to you because you have the covenant of peace. I want you to realize that it's not something that can be coming one day. It's here. It's yours. You can have it now. His peace is supernatural. If Jesus is already inside of you, his peace is supernatural. It's already done. All you have to do is walk in that faith, and it's yours. That's why Jesus came. And so if we understand that we activate the blessings, the prosperity of God, that the word prosperity and peace are interchangeable, I want to give you some additional scripture that go along with this, so that you can pray these for the blessing of peace in your life. Confess them out loud. Remind God of his word. And remind the enemy, the one that wants to take away your peace, that he has no authority in your life. And here's some verses for you. Romans 3:17. Let me know the way of peace. Romans 15:33. May the God of peace be with you. Jude 2. Let mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to me. 1 Samuel 25:6, let peace come to me, my household, and all that I have. Numbers 6:26, O Lord, lift your countenance upon me and give me peace. Numbers 25:12, thank you, Lord, for giving me your covenant of peace. Psalm 34:14, I will depart from evil and do good. I will seek peace and pursue it. Psalm 55:18, you have redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. Psalm 119:165 says, your law gives me great peace and nothing causes me to stumble. Psalm 122:7, let peace be in my walls and prosperity within my palaces. Father God, let's just go to you in prayer. Father, we just thank you for what you've done for us, for how you love us, for the peace and the prosperity that you promise us and you give us. Help us to walk that out in faith right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We choose to put you first in first place in every area of our life. We submit to your word that we would follow you and be blessed in everything you do. And Father God, you know that Gloriella needs a car. We ask that you provide it now, immediately, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the creative ideas that you're giving her to do her business. Lord, we are believing with unwavering faith for the business deal to come through for Desi. Father God, we're praising you for Gene's Uncle Frank with the multiple myeloma, that he is healed. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that my toe is healed in Jesus' name, and that peace that goes beyond understanding fills all of our lives, our hearts, our businesses, those around us. Help us to be ministers of Prince of Peace. When we walk in the room, it's not that they feel like, whew, hot mess just blew in. But they feel the essence, the presence, the breath of fresh air from Holy Spirit living in and through us. We thank you, Jesus, that you've given us the ability to minister peace. And we know that that's how we activate the prosperity that you have for us. We love you and we thank you. Lord, I pray a blessing upon each person that's listening to this, that they would be blessed when they're coming in and they're going out. Lord, I pray that your face would shine upon them and that you would give them peace and prosperity. We love you and thank you. Ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Make it a fantastic week, everybody. Know that I love you, and pray for me. I'm going to be going to the John Maxwell Certification event next week. We actually leave on Friday. My husband's going with me for the first time, and I'm believing for a healed toe. I had stumbled a little bit yesterday and manifested a broken toe, and so I'm just believing that Jesus is healing that now, and that I am healed and completely restored. And if you would stand with me with unwavering faith on that, I would love and appreciate it. Know that I'll be praying for you. I love you guys so much, and I will talk with you again. Bye now.